Okay, I want to address a very important topic today. It's one of our last, I think it's maybe three or four shmuzes left we have together as a shir. Parshas Bahar, this is not just the very, very end of Parshas Bahar, is a line that we actually quote elsewhere, different parsha. We may have quoted this year, I don't know if we did or not, but it's used for a different point. It says at the very end of the parsha, it says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadayim, asher otzeisi osam me'eretzayim, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Puzzle here comes on the heels of discussions of Yovel, Shemitah, of things going back to their proper, the land, ancestral lands, go back to their original owners. Slaves who are working for other people, other Jews, go back to their homes and their families again. And it ends off with, again, Yovel brings everyone back, and the Pasuk says, Kili b'nei Yisrael, perechafei, Pasuk nunhei, Avadim, you are my avadahim. I took you out of Mitzrayim, and therefore I am Hashem your God. Okay. This is actually a source, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadahim, that is brought down in the context of the Isser, or not Isser I should say, but the behavior of an Eved Ivri. When an Eved Ivri, when a person is either sold as a slave, or he's stolen and cannot pay back, and he wants to stay extra years beyond the 6 he already served. So we say, pierce his ear. Because the ear that heard our Sinai, this line, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadayim, and didn't pay attention to it. And instead embraced for himself another Evet, another master, another Adon, whoever the master that he's serving instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ear must not have heard so well. This is the Pasuk. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadayim, that you would take upon yourself. What's that? Correct. That would take upon yourself an Eved, that is a person. That's a person who thinks about another person as his master. That's a person who is not here properly at our Sinai. That's why he pierced the ear. That's over here where this famous pasuk over here is brought down in many contexts. And by the way, where do we go? And where do we pierce the ear? By the doorway, by the mezuzot, by the mashkof, which is the same place where we actually had it. Tisha B'Av actually happened, if you remember. We put blood in the doorposts. So reminding us that we at Mitzrayim were given the opportunity to be Abdei Hashem, and instead we opted out, or opted to have another master over us. This is what that's brought down again in this context. Question becomes, and a lot of this over here, I'm telling you over right now, I saw Rav Asher Weiss, the Sefer, in the Sichos and the Parsha, not all of it, but most of it, much of it. He asked, if that was the case, then why don't we do that when we first become slaves? How come when I first become a slave, I took by myself another master? If I sold myself, I'm desperate for money. I have no money. I sold myself as a slave to someone else. So we don't get your ear pierced right away. Why not? Should we not right away go and get our ear pierced? You took another master for yourself instead of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So he has the following point he raises. He says, when you're an Eved, we're talking about here being an Eved for someone else versus an Eved by Hashem. It's got to be a similar type of Eved. When you're desperate, you need something so badly, this is very close to us right now, it's very important to hear this and understand this point. When you are in a desperate state of existence, I have no money, I cannot afford to feed my family, and I sell myself as an Eved, that's not a parallel case to how we are Avdei Hashem. That's not a parallel. Because that person is destitute and he's sad and he's broken. An Eved Hashem is the happy, it's supposed to be the happiest person. B'simcha b'tuv levav. We serve Hashem, we're taught. We serve Hashem in a state of simcha. When I sell myself as an Eved, I'm not comparing that and this. It's apples and oranges. I love being an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm excited to have the opportunity. I don't want to be an Eved to this guy. I have no money. I have to sell myself to get money. I need the opportunity to job. But 6 years later, when now you're comfortable enough, you've been through, you've raised money, and you still choose to stay on board, then that is a parallel Eved to Hashem. You're happy to be an Eved. I'm happy Eved to Hashem, happy Eved to this guy. I'll take this guy over Hashem right now, or alongside Hashem right now, and that's an Isser Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim Avadayim. Because that state of comfortability, to be an Eved is a comfortable person, that is against the rules. That's not allowed. Avdus to Hashem is Malei Simcha. When you're able to be an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be full of joy. It's exciting. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. This goes into another topic, which is coming up very soon in our lives. We're building up towards it right now. We're counting towards it right now, which is Matan Torah. We're told regarding Matan Torah, we know we had a famous phrase that we used that was tremendously applauded by the Malachim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Naaseh V'Nishma. Right, we will do, and then we will do, and then we'll hear later on what to do. I'm all in, whatever it is, you tell me what to do, I'll do, we'll hear later about later on. And yet we also know some parallel Maimar Chazal that was against that, which is, where we have the opposite Maimar Chazal of that?
They held the mountain over there.
Good. It's Kafale Maharki, is that the mountain was held over her head like it was a barrel. And I'll drop it right over here right now if you don't listen up, if you don't follow my I don't need that. I said I wanted to come already. I was happy to come ready. Imagine, you know, you're looking at the Torah Shavuot and you register. And I said, you have a deadline. I said, I registered already. You have your deadline. It's not a conversation piece. It doesn't make any sense. We're not firing on the same discussion here. We said we want in. Nas have a nishma. Hashem says, or else I'm going to drop this over your head. What's going on over here? So explains Rashi Weiss the following point. At that point in time, Hashem was like our Eved. We walk in the midbar, and Hashem was providing us. We do now Maseches Kiddushin, Kibud Av Eim Sugyas. So there, we learn all about what does it mean Kibud. You're honoring your parents. How? You give them this, you give them that. They don't give you, you give them. What happened in midbar at this point in time? Hashem was like our Eved. He was giving us water, the bear. He was dropping food from the sky. He was chauffeuring us around town with his Anan, protecting us from the elements around us. It's not hard to say Naaseh V'Nishma when things are so easy. You kidding me? Yeah, I'll stay longer than this. I sit back, you provide me with food, you provide me with a drink, you provide me with comfortability and clothing. It's no brainer. I'll sign on the Tom Brady 10-year contract for $37 million. It's an easy decision to make. But says that there's Baruch Hu, there's also a time in life when you're going to have a mountain over your head. And you have to accept that part also. Sometimes being an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not always roses. Doesn't always taste good. There's also challenge involved in it. You must be prepared for that moment in time also. And that's why Hashem gave us the necessary reminder that religion, though we are avodah, we do b'simcha, it is not always easy. There are times that will be extremely difficult for you. And that's part of the process. Timo spoke about this today a little bit. That there are times in life when you have an ava. You love things. It's so good. It's so comfortable. It's so easy for me. And that's great. You wake up in the morning, you're dancing out of your bed. I'm sure in this year in Israel, we've all, inshallah, Allah, had moments of time, hopefully at least. We felt really excited to go to shul. Excited to go to shir. And we had many times we felt not excited about it. What separates someone who's truly an Eved is the person who, whether they're excited or not, you don't act differently. Again, it could be people notice it, is everything okay, everything's fine, but you're not feeling it, say, okay, that could happen. But let's say as a spouse, as a husband, can you imagine one time that you tell your wife, nah, I'm not going to do this today. Am I interested? I'm not taking kids up to school today. I'm not feeling it today. I'm not feeling kids today. I'm not feeling marriage today. We are avadim to our spouses and to our children. It means that we have a connection that's not broken by how you feel on any given day. That's how we all accept when it comes to your job. You will not have a job if you let your emotions affect, I'm not coming into work today. I don't care how good you are. Unless you're the CEO of the company and you can control that yourself, you're not getting that job. You're not maintaining that job if you choose to come and go as you please. Because when something is important, you don't go by the winds of how you feel today. You're all in. Except in the Torah, something that we were so excited, Naaseh V'Nishma. But says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't always feel that way. You must be prepared to accept the Torah when you're not feeling that excitement as well. I remember when I was, it was about maybe 10 years ago. Just saw such a student just walk in the room just now. I walked in. If you guys saw him, well, a guy who was in yeshiva. He said to me maybe 7 years ago he was there. So this story happened 4 years before him. He told me, because I told him the guy's name who was about 4 years before. So about 11 years ago, it's a guy in the yeshiva, a great guy, and he started a series like Gomer. Series like Gomer was towards Matan Torah. Series like Gomer was towards the end of the year. He was so excited to go back to America. So excited. And I'm sitting here watching this guy, and I talk about this all the time at the end of the year, like he's counting down to leaving yeshiva. He's counting down. P.S. This guy now, like, he flipped out in the next stage of life. He did fine in yeshiva, but he flipped out afterwards. He wakes up at 5 in the morning every single morning with another guy from Shraga at the 10 years in, and they learn an hour and a half before davening. He's an unbelievable Baal Chesed, fantastic individual. But all I remember had was the last few weeks of yeshiva that he was doing Sfiras HaGomer. He'd always count every day walking to yeshiva, walking to shir, Hayom Yom, so we leave back to America. I'm so excited.
Did you learn in America?
Now?
Yeah.
Now he's in America. Lives in America.
You didn't say if he lives in Israel.
Lives in America. He learns in America. He's a tremendous, tremendous Baal Bas, Baal Chesed. And it happened after he left yeshiva. He was fine in yeshiva, but it happened after he left yeshiva. Because I think he realized when he got back, like, what are you counting towards? He's here as a gomer for what? So now it's just much more complicated. You're in the opportunity, you're always in Eved Hashem. Whether we like it or not, we're Eved Hashem. It's an opportunity in yeshiva to be sitting here with, as mentioned beforehand. It's true, maybe the food's not as good. Could be. Maybe Crawford's could be better right here. I've heard such things. I'm not Makaba, but I've heard. However, the opportunity that you have in front of you to be as an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu with so few distractions, as long as you put your phones away, as long as you allow yourself to be in the moment, it should be full, it's an Ava. It's a moment of Ava. And you'll see guys, maybe you saw this year, maybe you guys will notice it next year yourselves if you come back, or if you don't come back the year afterwards, even if you come back. You just want to spend a little more time in yeshiva. Guys will pop it because it's like, this is my yeshiva. It's an excitement to be part of something special. The word avoda, the word an eved, is what Moshe Rabbeinu was known by. On his, if he had a tombstone, it would have said that on it. Moshe Avdi. You know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he passed away, he was called Moshe Avdi. That was what he called. He was an eved nema. It's the greatest compliment to be called an eved, to be called a servant. The biggest compliment. It's the highest level. However, a Maamar Chazal says that when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're called a ben. You know, you're called an eved. So which one is it? Is an eved the greatest level or not the greatest level? So it goes back that if you serve Hashem out of sorrow, there's no simcha, then it's a low level. When you do it out of simcha, the greatest level is to be an eved of Hashem. That's the greatest level one could ask for. Kili b'nei shu avadim avadayim. To do so with simcha, to be excited about it, is the most unbelievable level. I tell a story over the base medrash of Sfas Emes on a sukkah. So he right before a halal, he paused and he told the tzibur, when you say the words Ana Hashem, I want you to think about anything you want in life, and it's the perfect time for kavana, and you'll get whatever you want. And they had a machokas, the base medrash, which Ana Hashem was it? Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, some group said. Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, others said. But the Sfas Emes' son knew it wasn't either one of those two. It was really Ani Hashem, I say. It was Ana Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha. Ana Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so happy and lucky to call myself an Eved towards you. That is the greatest Ana Hashem. Please, Hashem, I'm your Eved. I want to be your Eved. I take great joy and pride in being your Eved. That is the level that we should strive for as people, which means to be an Eved means that I don't do what I want sometimes. I don't. I do what you want from me all the time. The life of an Eved is one where he has clear guidance, and there's never a time when he doesn't follow through or his master would be disappointed. You're not a Baal Bas, you're an Eved. It's the greatest level you could possibly have. That's where a person's connection and commitment is found fully. We picture the word Eved, we picture a slave, you picture chains. It's a misnomer. That's not the word Eved means. The word Eved means that you are fully committed and connected to something. The goal this year you should be having is not to count down towards your ending. It's to be able to realize that you have the opportunity to be connected in a very real way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a full way, completely. The end of that pasuk in Hallel, it says, "Ana Hashem Ki Avdecha Pitachta L'Moseirai." You know what that means? Pitachta L'Moseirai. What does Pitachta mean? open up the mosarai means like the things that are chained in me, that are binding me. Usually in Eved, if you open up his chain that binds him, he would probably run away. So you're saying Hashem the opposite. I am your Eved. You could open up my chains, I will not run away. I'm sticking here by you. I'm in. I'm fully committed to it. I'll tell you over just a quick story that happened with this. This all closed. Talking to a good friend of mine the other day about America versus Israel, and I was commenting to him that at some point in our lives together, we were like, not when I was in high school. That was not when I was your age even. There was no thought in my mind ever of being sitting in this room with you. I had zero interest in being a rabbi. And definitely no interest in being in Israel, that's for sure. When I dated my wife, we never one time discussed Israel, ever. It's not even on our radar. Whatever. Life goes on and things change. And I remember sitting with this person one time, talking about life with this person, and about how one day, you know, we were already developing our lives enough to like be, but Israel was a goal for us. And affecting Jewish children was a goal for us. We were talking about one point in time getting here. And he's not here yet, maybe he will be one day. But he was commenting to me about afterwards that he spoke to his rabbis, and he even quoted Rav Schechter, he quoted to me. He said, Rav Schechter, also, he'd like to say that right now he's doing something very important in America, and he can't make it here yet. I said to him, you're right, Rav Schechter always says that. But every time he says it, he starts to cry. He always cries when he says that. I said, are you crying when you say that? Yeah, you're right, something important you're doing also. But are you crying over that fact? Do you realize that you're not where you're supposed to be in the end? Yeah, we're stuck. You're stuck somewhere right now. And it's chaval, but as an eved of Hashem, it has to feel like it doesn't sound right. I have to be here for a reason that's out of my control, but it's not right. If you had a child, you were the king, and you sent away the prince to a foreign land to deal with whatever was required in your country to prepare himself to be the next king, he goes. It's his job. But he should feel like he's lost. He shouldn't. Seriously, Gomer is a concept that says, like, this isn't me. I'm finishing up something that's not me. I'm going somewhere else where I really want to be instead. I want to be there. I want to eat that food. I want to watch that thing. I want to live in that place. We learned together today and yesterday both. The Ramban points out that Eretz Yisrael is a place for mitzvahs. Chutz Laaretz was like a practice for it. And yet here we are planning our lives. We're planning our lives to go to the practice zone. And okay, you know what? We need to be there. We have careers we want to pursue. We have, you know, girls we want to meet and get married to. Maybe they're more like us over there. Family certainly is probably over there for us. But when you're looking at that stage in life, it should be with a heavy heart. I'm leaving. I'm ending an era of my time. That I will never get back on these. We're not sitting like the Mun and the Be'er. Anana Kavod is around us at all times. That means we should make advantage of every moment that we have. Because this is really the existence of being a true Eved. It's true, it's the Eved where we have. It's not the Kippah and Hagigas. It's not the threatening Eved. It's the luxurious opportunities that we have to be here and to soak it into the opportunities that we have. But we're building to something. We're trying to make sure that we're ready for the next moment in time that might happen to us. When it's not so easy, and when it's more of a challenge, and when I don't have the luxury, and I'm not interested so much anymore, my friend is not working with me, and he's actually the opposite. He's doing something else, and he's pulling me with him, and I feel stuck. Because that is around the corner. It's around the corner. Where we're not in yeshiva. But these next few weeks, we're building up so we accept the Torah in both our state of an Eved of Simcha, of a Nasev and Ishma, as well as the feeling that it's not going to be easy sometimes, that the mountain's over my head, and they're equally important things to accept. But for now, while we are here, our job is to be the Eved of Hashem, that when you let me go, and you take the ropes off of me, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sticking right by you. And that's the message of Shavuos. We know that Rus, when she, and we read at least Anshus, her mother-in-law, Naomi. So Rus was not a Jewish lady. She was a Moabite woman. She was married to a Jewish man. Her and her co-wife, or not co-wife, I should say, her sister-in-law, Orpah, which the Gemara told us we'll get to. Some fascinating stories about Rus and Orpah. When their husbands died, their chains were released. They were no longer bound to the family of Naomi. And Orpah left. She left Naomi's family, and she went back to her business, and she, Martha brings down, she did some nasty stuff. But Ruth didn't leave. Her chains were untied. She wasn't bound anymore to be with Naomi and her family. But we read her on Shavuos because she was committed to a state of life. Didn't matter if she was stuck or not. She wanted to be there. We have a hard time with a lot of things religiously. We do. We feel it suffocates. It holds me back. I can't do X, Y, or Z. That's what we feel like. You know what else is that like that? Parenting is like that. Marriage is like that. You can't do A, B, and C when you're married. You can't do X, Y, and Z when you're your father. Those are also the most special relationships in the world. Those are them. An Eved, someone who's a lowly Eved, he doesn't care about life. He's nothing to strive for. But the Kili B'nei Israel Avadim Avadayim, our Eved to Hashem, is different. It means that you have a connection with the Creator of the world, who gave you the opportunity to have His Torah, to be a source of Kedusha for us. The end of Bahar is all about this topic, leading up through Vayikra, of all the different ways of setting yourself, that's kedoshim, as being different than everyone else. The chance to be different is in our hands. It's we're nobility, we're princes, but you have to want the opportunity. I'll give you a bracha. You should remember, no matter what's going on in your life, that you are not an eved out of force, like you sold yourself to you, nothing there. But the opposite, you're an eved because you're lucky enough to be given and granted an opportunity to be next to God's Baruch Hu. And we're in Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, and Kodesh for the next few weeks together as a group. We should be zocha to build and build and build together so we can accept the Torah, both the Nasa and Nishma, exciting moments of time. And just as importantly, if not even more importantly, when the things are over our head and we feel stuck, to never forget, Hashem, I beg of you, take away my chains and I will never stray from what you want from me. Have a beautiful Shabbos.